Bava Basra, Perek Zion, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah reads, Beis Kor Ofrani Mocha Lach. If a seller says to a buyer that I'm selling you a Beis Kor size of Ofer, of a ground, that's what I'm selling you, but Mida Bechevel, I'm doing it where we're going to measure it by a rope, which is a way of saying that I'm selling it to you in a very precise measurement. It's exactly Beis Kor Ofer. Therefore, Pachas Kol Shehu, after he said that and they measure it, it turns out that it's a little smaller than a Beis Kor, then Yinakeh. Then he has to, the seller has to give the buyer some of the money back from what he paid for the sada, because it's really less. Hosir Kol Shehu, if he gave him a little bit extra in terms of more ground than he than a Beis Kor, Yachzir. So then the lokeach, the purchaser, has to give back to the mocher, to the seller, the additional karka, the additional ground that he received, or he should pay extra for that amount. Now, even though normally the halacha is ein ona lekarkos, there's no rule of overcharging the value when it comes to karka, when it comes to real estate. However, this is not an issue of value. This is an issue of size. And since you said you're going to do a very precise measurement, anything that's above or below that precise measurement needs to be compensated for from the seller to the buyer, or vice versa. What if he says im chomar? If he says hein chaser hein yaser, instead of the opposite of saying mita bechevel, he says I'm selling you a base car, whether it's a little less or a little extra. Then, under such circumstances, afilu pachas rova lasa'a, even if he gives less ground, to the extent that it's a rova lasa'a, which is a quarter kav to an entire sa'ah, which is 1/24th, even as if it's 1/24th less. Oh, hoser rov elasa, or he gave him extra ground to order rov elasa. Higio, it's reached him. Meaning to say that the deal is still a good deal, and that amount difference doesn't matter in a once you say hein chaser hein yaser, when you say it's ish, it's something along those lines. It's not being precise. Now yoser mikan, what if it's more than 1/24th? Then yaster cheshbon, then you have to make a calculation between the parties of who gained and who lost. Then beyond that amount, we are no longer persons not mochel. They aren't forgiving that. Now mahu machzulo, in the scenario where there's a big difference and therefore you have to return, what do you return? Let's say he gave you extra karka, so and what do you have to return the purchaser? What do you give back to when you give too much karka and it's above the amount that we stated? Mos, he gives money back. Now vimratza, if the seller would prefer machzulo karka, then it's okay that the purchaser can give him back the karka. Now, v'lama amru machzil lamos. Why did they say specifically that he should offer him first money? Because that's liyapos kochel shel mocher. That's to increase the power of the mocher. Why? Because the mocher is in a very bad position if he receives karka back, because he may be getting a very small amount of karka that was extra. So to get the karka back when he sold all this big field and he's getting a little bit back, it's not so useful. He'd rather get the money back. Therefore, we say preferentially he should give him the money back. But if the seller is willing to take the karka back, he can also give him karka. However, the Mishnah says, it depends. That which he's supposed to give him back money, he's not allowed to give him back karka, that's only if it's a small amount of karka. However, shim shir basada, base tishikavin. However, if the extra amounts to four, 9 kav of the area that you would plant 9 kavin, uvagina, that's for a sada. Shim shir basada, base tishikavin. But uvagino, if it's in a garden, base chatzikav, even if it's a small amount of half the amount you plant, half a kav of seed. Ukadir Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, base rova, even if it's just a quarter kav area. In that instance, where that has some value to as it stands alone, machzulo sakarka, then he can give him back the karka. I'm sorry, the purchaser who got the extra karka, give him back karka, doesn't have to give him back money. At the end here of the Mishnah makes a statement which is relevant to the situation where you said hein chaser hein yaser, it's imprecise, but we said that if it's above a quarter sa'ah or below a quarter, a rov el sa'ah, 1/24th, or above 1/24th, then he has to give it back. So relevant to that, the Mishnah concludes, v'lo es harov b'levad hu machzir, ella es kol hamosar. Not only the quarter itself do you return, but the entire extra. Now, the Gemara says it really should read, it's supposed to be read the opposite. Lo es hamosar b'levad hu machzir. He isn't, when he gives back when it's above a core, 1/24th, he doesn't just give the amount that's mosar, that's extra above 1/24th back. That's a small amount. Look at kol harovim, the entire quarter. In other words, everything that's extra, he gives back. Once he went above the 1/24th mark, he's got to give back the whole amount that's extra, not just the amount that's above 1/24th.